Croesus and Malchus go together? Only Croesus and Malchus go together. Why? Because if you do tshuva, Hashem will take away the Croesus.
Okay? If you do tshuva, we're just recapping from yesterday. If you do tshuva, Hashem will take away the Croesus. Fair? Good. That was Rabbi Akiva and that was Rabbi Yishmael. Yesterday we discussed what the reasons were for both of them. We're not going to go into that again. We did that yesterday. Third mandamer was Rabbi Yitzchak Omer, Chayvei Croesus Bichlal Hayu. There were Chayvei Croesus. V'lama Yatzas Kareis Ba'achoso. What does that mean? That means as follows. In the Torah, it's either in Parashas Achim or Kedoshim, the Torah gives a whole list of things people you're not allowed to marry. A whole list of harayos. And there's one catch-all line, and any one of these people you marry, you're going to get kareis for it. The catch-all kareis. How, even though there's a catch-all kareis, it does say kareis by your sister. One kareis for everybody, and then a separate kareis for the sister. So why does it say a separate kareis again, a second kareis? Says of Yitzchak, I'll tell you why. So Yitzchak says, Lama Yachas Kareis Bachoso. Why is it singled out again Kareis by the sister? Ladonu Bakaris. To specify Kareis. V'loba Malchus. And not Malchus. So according to Yitzchak, you can't get both. Now, today's daf, we're going to start off. Where am I? I'm on Yudalad Amad Aleph now, on the fourth line. Rav Yitzchak Omer. Chayvei Croesus Bichlal Hayu. Chayvei Croesus were in the klal. What does it mean in the cloud? That means there was a catch-all pasuk. The catch-all pasuk was that if anybody marries any of these people that are not allowed to marry, they're going to get kareis, right? The lama yatzas kareis ba'achoso. So why was kareis singled out again by the sister? Why did the Torah have to say it again? It already said anybody you marry any of these people are going to get kareis. Why is it singled out by the sister? Ladonu b'kareis v'loba malchus. To specify that it's only kareis and there is no malchus. That's why.
So it's the other way.
What?
So it's the other way.
It's the other way. It's the exact opposite.
Right.
Now, v'rabbanon, according to Rabbi Akiva, and according to Rabbi Yishmael, that's Rabbanon here, kareis b'achoso lamali. Why is kareis b'achoso singled out? For what reason? We don't have a reason for them. The answer is, l'chalek. To be mechalek. What does that mean, mechalek? Look at Rashi, the last wide line. Lefi sheklal kol harayos b'kareis, achas. Since all the kareis were written as one catch-all punishment, if you marry any of the following people, you're going to get kareis. Hayithi omer, I would have thought. Imasan kula behelam echad. So let's say you have relations with all these people in one period of unawareness. Every for a month, every woman that comes to you at night with you, you think it's your wife. All these people. I would think, ain't a chayv al achas. You only chayv one chatas. Why? It's one mistake. L'kach yad says, kareis b'achoso l'chalek. That's why he says, kareis b'achoso. No. Each one of these women is individual. I have to say kareis each time? No. I'll say it once, a general catch-all kareis, and kareis by one of them, by the sister. Da'avidavar shahayu b'chlal. It was someone in the klal. The yatsa min ha'klal. It was one out of the klal. L'lamed al-atzmo. L'lamed al-atzmo. To teach on itself. Shemes chayv alay al-atzma. Imasam im chavreta. It's one of the Yud Gimel Midos. It was singled out one time, not for just to teach me that one Aveira, but to teach you that if you do all of them, Behelam Echad Yichayev each and every one. She's an Erva, and Yichayev, so too anyone else Yichayev also. Very good. Okay. Now, Ukidur back into the Gemara. So again, Rabbi Yitzchak learned that if you get kareis, there is no malchus.
Right.
Right? Right? You get kareis, there is no malchus. Rabbi Shmuel held, you can get misas bezdin and malchus. So Rabbi Shmuel held, you can even get misas bezdin and malchus. And we asked yesterday, how could that be? It's two reshuyos, it's two punishments. We said, no, it's one long punishment. Rabbi Akiva held, you can get kareis and malchus. How could that be? It's shtei reshuyos, right? So we said, because only on this world, you can't have two punishments. But one of the punishments is from Hashem, that you can have. And by the way, it's also might go away. Because if you do two of it, it'll go away. So based on those, that's what he held. If Yitzchak held, no, you can't have kareis and malchus, it's impossible. So how does he know that? He learns it out from the extra word kareis by the sister. What do they learn with extra kareis by the sister? that it's l'chalik.
That's different.
That you get malchus, you get kares for each woman that you're not allowed to be with. Chatas. If it's b'shogeg chatas. Rabbi Yochanan. Don't Rabbi Yochanan. Shemas akul behel bechad. If you do all of it in one period of unawareness, right? Echa chayev akol achas ha'achas. You chayev each and every one. Now, for Rabbi Yitzchak l'chalik manalei, where does he know this idea of being l'chalik? How does he know that? Right? I chayev each and every one. Naftale, he learns it from the following. Mive'el isha nida, ve'el isha benidas tomasa. Right? L'chayev akol isha ve'isha. Why did it say ve'el isha benidas tomasa? With isha. Right? What should it say? Ve'el benidas tomasa? Okay. So you chayev each and every woman, it's mechalek. Each and every woman, you're going to have to be nechatas if it's in the same period of unawareness. V'rabbanon, nami tepekle mehai. Why did the Rabbanon learn it out from there? Rabbi Yishmael and Rabbi Akiva, learn it out from there. You're right. Elakaris da achos olamali. So why does it say karis by the sister? Why is it singled out? L'chayev al achoso, to be mechayev for your sister. V'al achos aviv. Your sister, your father's sister, and your mother's sister. So pshita, hare gufin mechulakin, it's different people. It's right. My sister, my father has a sister, my mother has three different people. Of course you chayev three different times. So, right? Hare gufin mechulakin, hare shemus mechulakin. Not only is it different people, it's all different names. It's my mother's sister, my father's sister, and my sister, all different people. And so the Gemara answers, Ella, the answer is, L'chayvo, listen to this, Alachoso, on your sister, Shehi bas achos aviv, she's also your father's sister, Shehi bas achos imo, she's also your mother's sister. How could that be? Hechim mishkachas, how could that be? Berisha bar risha. We're a very wicked person, a lot of wicked people here. You want to go through the case? The case is like this. There are two people that are married to each other. A man and a woman are married to each other. They have two children. They have two children. A man and a woman are married to each other. They have two children. Okay? The mother then goes ahead and has relations with one of her sons. Two people get married to each other. Right, Yaakov and Leah get married. They have two sons. Leah then goes ahead and has relations with her own son. Right. With one of the sons. Right? That produces another son. Okay?
So it's his brother slash...
Then that son has relations with his sister. It'll come out. It's a complicated case.
Sounds like hillbillies. Sounds like hillbillies.
What? Yeah, it's a very complicated case. So, I mean, I wrote a chart in my Gemara. I didn't give a chart out. I broke it down. It's five steps. First of all, it's a husband and a wife married to each other. Then they have two children.
Right.
Then the mother has relations with one of the children. Right?
Right.
That produces a child. Right. That child then has relations with the other child. So therefore, I wrote D. It's called D. It's A and to two parents have B and C. One has relations with B, produces D. D then has relations with B. So D is also to B. She's a sister. It's also the mother's sister, it's also the father's sister. Trust me, it works. So it's one person. It's one person that's wrapped up in three different averis.
Right.
Three different averis. It's one person. It's one woman. She's your sister. She's also your mother's sister. She's also your father's sister. How could that be? A crazy way. But it's possible. So it's one person. So you have a relation to one person. How many averis can you be over already? The answer is three. Why? That's the chiddush. It's only one person. So, I can be chayav more than one time? Yes, you can, because the Torah said so.
Three cars.
Right.
Well, what is it good by? Therefore, only do one.
What? It's b'shogeg.
It's chatos.
It's b'shogeg. So how many karbanos you have to bring? The answer is three. You can only be killed once.
This whole thing is a shogeg?
If it was b'shogeg. Oh, so how many chatos do you bring? You bring three. Why do you bring three with one person? Yeah, but it's three different averis. It's only one action. Doesn't matter. Three different averis. That's the chiddush over here. Rav Yitzchak Hamanale, where did he get all that from? How do you know that? Right? Nafkalei mikal v'chomer. He's one out of a kal v'chomer. It's very difficult kal v'chomer. Titania. It's one out of a kal v'chomer. And one second. Even though Einon Shemin Adin, Right? The advice. Ask that question. It's a good question.
He says,
Right. You're only chayav for a carbon. So what?
He says, it's not malchus or marisa.
So the Ritva says, you can learn how to kal v'chomer for a carbon.
Right.
Netanya. Amar Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva says, Sha'alti Rabbi Gamliel Rabbi Yeshua, be'itlus shel imum. I asked Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Yeshua when we were in the butcher shop in imum. Sha'alcho likach tehema l'mishna b'nosho Rabbi Gamliel. We went to buy meat for the party for the son of Rabbi Gamliel.
Is that
uman or imam? Imum. Right? So there are three explanations why it has to say where they were. One is because to show you that they were always talking and learning, even when they're buying food. Another one is he's going to say, I don't know.
What?
He's going to say, I don't know the answer. He's going to answer a question, I don't know.
Okay.
Right, so all the details, someone could say, I don't know, lo shamati, I didn't hear that answer, I didn't hear that shaila. Sfasema says, unbelievable thing. The Sfasema says, you know what the Sfasema says?
No,
well,
we can't learn something else. Rashi said this week, I don't know what's talking about.
Right. No, the Sfasema says that unbelievable thing, he says. He says, when you ask somebody where they were, when, let's say, if you're an older person, where they were when Kennedy was shot? Where were you when Kennedy was shot? Where were you when 9/11 happened? Where were you at that altering, you know, historic event? Where were you? And nobody ever forgets.
Right, true.
By then, every time they learned Torah,
they never forgot
where they were. So they were at the butcher shop, waiting to buy meat, and this is when this shiloh came up, because they never forgot it. That's how Torah was to them. It's unbelievable fact. Anyway, Habal Achoso, the question, this is what they're asking the question. Habal Achoso, if somebody has relations with a sister, she ba'achos aviv, she achos imo, and she's also the mother's sister and also the father's sister, mau, what's the story? Eino chayav al kulon el achas, are you chayav one carbon for that? O chayav al kul achas v'achas, are you chayav each and every one? That's what they were talking.
Why isn't it three different acts?
Must have been some market. The law must have been very long.
Why isn't it three different acts?
One act.
Why isn't it?
It's one act, one person.
So I'm asking why.
It's one person.
Yeah, but the other person.
So you have one, you have three.
Each one is a one.
Amalo, loz mishamanu. I didn't hear that question. I don't know. Avo shamanu. I've heard the following similar thing. I heard habal chamesh nashim nidos. If you have relation to five nidos, behelam echad in one period of unawareness. What were you unaware about? Exactly. One period of unawareness. Chayav al kolachas v'achas. You chayav each and every one.
It's a minute.
You chayav each and every one. Now. That's not a comparable case at all, because it's five people, different people, right? So, v'nirin devarim mikal v'chomer. So it's a kal v'chomer. Ma nida, she shem echad, chayav kol achas v'achas, a nida. So there's five of them, but it's the same aveira. What aveira is it? Nida. Five times, yichayav each and every one, kan, shishlosha shemos, lo kolshkin. Here, it's three different types of people. Happens to be, it's all wrapped up into one body. But it's three different people. It's a sister, a mother sister, and a father sister. So all the more so you should be chayav for each and every one.
Right.
I know. It's not the same because it's a different body. I know. Everyone asked that question. Now, the idduch. What do they say back to that? Kavachomer pirchi. What kind of kavachomer is that? Ma l'nida shekein gufim mechlokin. By the nida, it's different people. So of course, it's different people. There's no way that it'd be different people.
But it's the same Hail Melech, that's why.
I know. That's what he said. Now, the one who believed this Kal V'chomer said that. With one Helam. What's the difference? Different people, one person. What's the difference? The answer is, it goes by Averis. How many Averis did you do? I did five. Why five? Five different people. Here it's three. What three? Sister. Eyes on one body. What's the difference? Right, that's Mati. That's exactly why the Kal V'chomer, why they have a Mechomer.
Why do you think that's a Helam Echad? Five different people.
He didn't know it was Usher.
It was the same one orgy.
Oh, he didn't know it was Usher. The whole time he didn't know it was Usher.
He didn't know it was Usher.
His
five wives. He didn't know.
It does?
What? No, so that's a good question. I would say the answer is that Vera is eating Tevel.
But you get another Vera just eating that. And you haven't taken off
Ma'aseh
either.
So you're saying it's included?
It's all included.
No, but here it's different. Here it's different Averis. Oh, there you're saying it's the same thing.
You're
eating Truma and you're eating also Ma'aseh Sheni. That's a fair question. You know what he's asking?
Maybe it was separated.
It's not separated, it's Tevel.
Right, so he says, but included in Tevel is the Isser.
I don't think it's a Shem Ma'aseh Sheni.
Right, yet.
Right, that's it. It's not a same Ma'aseh. Okay, fine, fair enough. Anyway, so that's what's going on here. Right? So they're having machlokes about this kalva chomer. Idach nami, havade kalva chomer pirchi. Says the Gemara, even according to Yitzchak, there's no way this is a valid kalva chomer. Why not? Why not? Why is it not a valid kalva chomer? Why is it not a valid kalva chomer? Because it's the same person, right? Now Rabbi Shua and Rabbi Gamliel, who said this kalva chomer, waiting online, said it is a valid kalva chomer. Why? It also says because all we care about is the avera. How many averas were done? Three. It's one body. So what? So it's a valid kalva chomer. And if it is a kalva chomer by the nida, so too by this case of the three. But Rabbi Yitzchak, how do Rabbi Yitzchak know that in this funny case of three, that it's three avchatases, he learned it out from this kalva chomer that they said waiting online. Says the Gemara, that kid's not a valid kalva chomer. They held that, because they held it goes by averas, not by bodies. Rabbi Yitzchak can't hold like that. Ella, nafkale, me'achoso de seifa. The answer is, they learned it out in that pasuk. Remember, we said, there was one catch-all, kares, and then it said kares by the sister. The word sister appears in the pasuk twice. It says, achoso de seifa. The achoso of the seifa. It says, ish ashikach es achoso. A man's going to take his sister, bas aviv o bas imo, the sister of his, half-sister from his father or his mother, evraz arvasa, vihi tiraz arvaso, chesed hu, it's a terrible thing, v'nichrasu le'enei b'nei amam, ervas achoso gil, it says achoso again. Why say it again? To teach you this halacha, that if it's multiple averas in the same body, you chayef more than one time. That's what it says it again. To teach you that din. V'idach achoso the seifa lamali, so according to Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva from yesterday, why did it say achoso twice? V'chayev al achoso bas aviv u bas imo. To tell you if it's a full sister. But the Mishnah only meant, the Pasuk only mentions a half sister. But we'll now be mechayev you on a full sister. Lo merish ein onshin min adin. To teach you that it's ein onshin min adin. He asks the Me'iri an unbelievable question. He asks, one second, let's say she's a full sister. Right? So she's for sure a half sister. So why do we need a special limud to tell you that that's usher? If she's a full sister, so she's a half sister for sure. So what do I need a Pasuk for? So, ain't on Shemin Adin. What do you mean ain't on Shemin Adin? It's included. It's for sure. It's a good question, no?
Yeah.
Right? Well, that's not a Kavachomer. Ain't on Shemin Adin. You can't let out of a Kavachomer. If a half sits is usher, so for sure a full sits is usher. That's not what we're saying. That's a Kavachomer. You can't let out of a Kavachomer. What we're saying is, if it's a full sister, isn't it also a half a sister? So, be chayim on that.
Yeah. I'd like to have sisters
first. Why should you say that? If it's full, it's for sure a half sister. So you have a half sister. It's also a full sister. I don't care about that.
Maybe it's a half sister. Twice. Half sister.
Twice. What?
It's a half sister twice. You can twice.
Right.
Maybe you could have kapara on a half sister, not a full sister. Maybe you could have kapara on a half sister, but not a full sister.
He doesn't give that answer. He says that since it says bas aviv o bas imo, it excludes a full sister. So, and therefore, you have to come on to another limud. Right? It's a very difficult answer. The question is much better than the answer. Right? It says, bas aviv, bas imo, exclude the full sister. The full sister, you're not chayef for. How do you know you're chayef for them? For another limud. Right? So, enon shimin adin. The idach, what do you read to say? Iboy seima, gomer onesh mi azhara. You can learn out an onesh from the warning. Iboy seima, nafkale, me'achoso, deresha. Or that could be included in the first achoso. The idach. And what do the Rabbanan do with the extra achoso? Homi boyale, lechalek, kares, lemefatim, v'lasach. To, if you do two things with the Shemen HaMishcha, you create it, and you also shmir with it. You anoint yourself with it. You have twice for that. What on earth does this have to do with the word achoso? The answer is, it may no Indian. I don't need it for this, because I'm already good with this issue of the sister and Arias. So I'll teach you another halacha out of left field. That what? That if you do these two averos with the Shemen HaMishcha, you chayev twice. The Edach, what does the Yitzchak do with that? How does he know that? The Din. Savar Kriv Elazar Amar Roshia, Tamar Belazar Amar Roshia, Kol Mokam Shav Motzi Shnei Lavin, the Koris Echad. Whenever you have two Lavin, but it only says Koris one time, Chalukin Hein LeKarban. So for Karban, it's sure going to be chayev twice. V'Boy Seima, or He doesn't hold like that. If a man will lie with his woman, dava means that she's a nida. Rashi points out, and it's further down where we are, it's like the middle of a Rashi, he says, the kasav bakaris yisera, it's an extra kares over there, loma sheichelv and alel la'atzma, u'mena talmud kol ha'klal. Menu inyan legufe, then if you don't need it for the gufe, then use it for the case of the shemen. Okay. Ve'ida, homi boile, l'kadrev yochanan. What does the other one do? Meaning, the Rabbi Yishmael and Rabbi Akiva, they lose it for Rabbi Yochanan's vart. Dam Rabbi Yochanan, Mishra Mishra Benichai, Menayim She'enisha Temeya, Yashiyatze Midova, Derech Ervasa. How do you know that a woman doesn't become tame until the blood flows from her private parts? Shinamar v'isha shikav es isha dava v'gila es ervasa, and that's how you know that. So each one, at the end of the day, a chart would help here, actually, a chart would help. It's all, we're all good. Bottom line is, Rabbi Yitzchak held that kares, if you're chayev kares, you're not chayev malchus. How do you know that? Either from a kal v'chomer, or from the extra word achosa. Okay, next. Oh, that was the hard part of today's daf. Well, it's not so easy now either. Next. Malamech ein isha, I'm sorry, tamech achos hakodesh. There are two more people who get malchus. A tamei person that eats kajim, and a tamei person that goes on to the base and makes those grounds. Those two people get kares. Okay? Bishlam habala mikdash tamei. I understand if you go to the mikdash when you're tamei, ksiv it says, onesh, tiksiv asara. It says an onesh, and it says an asara. Onesh, tiksiv es mishkan Hashem, timei v'nichrasa. Don't do that. You can do the time of the mishkan of Hashem. Asara, v'loy tamei v'machaneim. Don't be the time of the camp. Don't do that. Ela, tamei sh'achlas ha-kodesh. If a tamei eats kodesh, bishloma, onesh. I understand there's an onesh. See if it says, v'nefesh ha-shtocha basa mitzevach ha-shlama, shalatem, b'tum ha-tsa wa-la v'nichrasa. You can encourage for that. And you can, now, as we said, you can get malchus also. Where does it say you cannot eat kachim? Where does it say that? A Tommy person can't eat kachim. It says if you eat kachim, you get kares. Where does it say you can't do it? Where does it say that? As Harmi Nayim, where does it say that? So, Rish Lakish Amar, Rish Lakish says, it's learned out of the Pasuk where it says, B'chol Kodesh Lo Siga. Any Kodesh don't touch. Doesn't mean don't touch, it means don't eat. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Tani Bardala taught, some chacham, isya tumaso. It's a gzeira shava. Ksiv hacha. It says in one place, right? When it said you're chayef kares for eating kudshim. It says wisdom of kari, not allowed to eat it. We don't know, but we know the punishment if you eat it kudshim. If you tamei, it says v'tumaso olav v'nichrasa. Uksiv hasam, and it says about going into the Beis HaMikdash, on the going onto the grounds. It says tamei ye o tumaso. Malahalam yesh onesh v'azhara. Just like by going on to the Beis HaMikdash grounds, you have an onesh and an azhara. Afkan onesh v'azhara. So to here, by eating kachim when you tell me, you have an onesh and an azhara, even though it never says the azhara, it never says don't do it. It's a gzeirah shavah from don't do that. Now, bishlom Rish Lakish, lomer Rabbi Yochanan. I understand why Rish Lakish didn't want to hold like Rabbi Yochanan. Why didn't he want to hold like, why do I understand that? Because he wasn't makabel that gzeirah shavah. He didn't learn it from his Rebbe, even though the Masifta points out, even though he was his Rebbe. So what do you mean? How can Rish Lakish not learn the Gezeirah Shavah from his Rebbe Rabbi Yochanan? He was his Rebbe. How can he not learn that Gezeirah Shavah? It's a good question. Gezeirah Shavah, lo gamer. He doesn't want to learn that Gezeirah Shavah, right? So he quotes over here, that if he would hold this Gezeirah Shavah, then like, there's like only a set amount of Gezeirah Shavahs. So if he would accept this one, another one would have to get off the list. He didn't want to take anyone off the list. He's his Rebbe. I don't know. Ela Rabbi Yochanan, my time alone with Rish Lakish. Why did Rabbi Yochanan want to hold up Rish Lakish? Why do you have to do that? Why do you have to pick a Gzeirah Shavah? Right? So, Amalei, Hahu, so, because it says in the Torah, B'chol Kodesh Lo Tiga. All Kodesh, don't, when you tell me, don't touch it. So what's, that means don't eat it. So what's wrong with that? Why do you have to come up with Gzeirah Shavah? So he answers, Amalei, Hahu, Azara L'Truma. Now that wasn't talking about Kachim, that was talking about Truma. That if a Kohen is Tomei, or anybody's Tomei for that matter, but for sure a Kohen, he can't eat Truma. Right? For Rish Lakish, and Rish Lakish rejected that, Azhara with Truma Minale. How does Rosh Lakish know that a Tomei person is not allowed to eat Truma? Nasale, he learns it out from Min Ish Ish Mizera Aaron of any Kohen, Vutza Ruah, he has a Tzarat, Ozov, or Mitzora, right? And it continues, Bekadjim Lo Yochel, right? Ezu Davashu Shava Bezara Shal Aaron. What is something that's universal among all the children of Aaron? Havi Omer, Zet Truma. It's Truma, a different source. The Idach. And what does Rabbi Yochanan do with this pasuk over here? Ish ish, hahu la'achila, ha'u la'achila, v'ha'u la'negia. He separates the isurim, right? That you're not even allowed to touch it, right? Virish lakish, hai b'chal kodesh lo tziga, v'ahu dasa. Now the Gemara says, one second. The pasuk of b'chal kodesh lo tziga, which Rish Lakish used to teach that a tamei person is not allowed to eat kodshim, that's what it teaches you. Homi Boyle, Gizont, Homi Boyle teaches you the following. L'tamei shenaga b'kodesh, it's talking about a tamei person that touches kachim, not eats it, touches it. The Itmar, tamei shenaga b'kodesh, right? If a tamei person touches kachim, Rish Lakish amar loke. Rish Lakish says he got malchus. Rish Lakish amar ein loke. Rish Lakish amar loke, b'chol kodesh ol ziga. Same pasuk. Rish Lakish amar ein loke, hahu azara l'tshumu da'asa. That's talking about a different thing. That's talking about truma. What do you see? How can Rish Lakish use the same pasuk for two different things? He uses it that you can't touch kachim. That's you can't eat kachim. So the Gemara answers, Tamei shenaga b'kodesh. If a Tamei person touches kachim, mida'afki rachmana b'lashon negiya. The Torah used that in a lashon of negiya. Right? I'm sorry. Tamei shenaga b'kodesh. If a Tamei person touches kachim, right? Midaafke rachmana b'loshon negiya. The Torah used a loshon of losiga. Don't touch it. But it meant to say don't eat it. Why did it say loshon of not touching it? Why do you say loshon of not touching it if it meant to say not eating it? V'askish kodesh l'mikdash. So there's a comparison between kodesh and mikdash. Just like going on to the Beis HaMikdash, right? Just like by the mikdash it says, Ve'el b'chol kodesh lo tiga, ve'el mikdash lo yavo, right? So just like by the mikdash, there's an azhara and a kares, so too over here, right? It only means eating and it doesn't mean touching. So it doesn't mean touching. Okay. Vakati l'achyu d'asa, but not one second. We still have a problem. Is that what it's for? Hahu. Hahu. Miboyele l'tame sha'achal basar Kodesh, Lefnei, Zrikas Adam, it teaches you something else. It teaches you that you're not allowed to eat Kachim, Lefnei, Zrikas Adam. Right? The Itmar, Tamei, Sha'achal, Basar, Kodesh, Lefnei, Zrikas Adamim. If somebody eats Kachim before Zrikas Adam, somebody eats Kachim before the Zrikas Adam, what does that mean? That means that when a carbon is brought, there has to be procedures happen to the meat. Some meat gets allowed to be eaten. Some meat is allowed to be eaten. However, that has to be Zrikas Adam. The meat's not allowed to be edible until the Zrikas Adam takes place. What if you eat the meat before the Zrikas Adam? What happens to you? Is it a Navera?
This is a Tameh he's eating it.
What?
This is a
I think it's anybody.
No, it says Tameh
Shachal. Yeah, it's a Tameh Shachal.
Oh, the Tameh, I'm sorry, the Tameh. The Tameh Shachal, Basar HaKadosh. Let's nice because
yeah, it may be two different things. One is on the person itself.
Wow.
He's a problem. And then it's what do you do to that carbon because it was...
Fair enough. Things. Fair enough. The Itmar. Tamei sha'achal basar kodesh. Let's nice because damim. What if a Tamei person eats it beforehand? Rish Lakish amar loke. Rabbi Yochanan amar ain't a loke. Rish Lakish says malchus. Rabbi Yochanan says no malchus. Rish Lakish amar loke. Why? Bechol kodesh l'tiga. Same pasuk. How can you use this pasuk to teach you that a Tomei person is not allowed to eat kachim? It's for a different halacha. It's for a Tomei person eating kachim. Lefnei zrikas adam. A different problem. Loshna lefnei zrika v'loshna l'achar zrika. So what's, it doesn't make a difference. So that's the kasha. Rabbi Yochanan Omar ain't a loke. Rabbi Yochanan says you're not loke. Why not? Rabbi Yochanan l'taimei. Rabbi Yochanan is consistent. The Omar kra tum aso. It's a gzeira shava from eating kachim to going onto the Beis HaMikdash grounds. V'chik siv tumaso. And when does the tumah start? La'achar zvikas damo hu d'chsiv. Only after zvikas adam. Fine. What's the question? The question is, how could Rish Lakish use the pasuk of B'chol Kodesh Lo Tiga to tell you that, tell you what? That you're not allowed to eat kachim when you're tamei. It's for a separate halacha. It's to teach you, you're not allowed to eat kachim l'fnei sivik ha'sadam when you're tamei. Different thing, right? Okay. The Gemara answers, hahu, that halacha is b'chol kodesh nafka. It's learned out of the words b'chol kodesh nafka. B'chol. So therefore you learn out both halachas from the same words. One's b'chol kodesh l'tiga, and one's kodesh l'tiga. What does it teach you? Number one, you can't eat kachim when you're tamei at all. And number two, you can't eat kachim when you're tamei because
you get malchus for it.
You get malchus for it, right. Right, it's an avera, right. Okay, well, we're going to finish very early.
Good.
Why? Tanya kavase de Rish Lakish. We have a braisa that supports Rish Lakish. B'chol kodesh lo tiga. It says lo kodesh lo tiga. Azhara le'echol. It's an azhara to eat. To eat what? To eat kachim on your tummy. Ata omer azhara le'echol. You say it's an iser to eat kachim on your tummy. Oeinu el azhara le'nogea. Maybe means you can't touch it. Mamish can't touch it. Talmud lomer b'chol kodesh lo tiga. It says lo kodesh lo tiga. Vel mikdash lo tavo. Makish kodesh lo mikdash. It's a gzir shava. Not a gzir shava, a comparison. Ma mikdash davrash yesh bo natilas neshama. Just like by mikdash, it's something that you get kares for, right? Af kol, when it says b'chol kodesh lo tiga, it's davrash yesh bo natilas neshama. It's something that you get killed for. Vibin igia, and if you're just touching it, make it natilas neshama? You don't get kares for that. Now, you make the meat tame. You make it tame. You do tame the meat. But you don't get curries for that.
And then you're eating meat.
What?
Then you're eating meat.
No, you're just touching it. Right. Then someone, oh, by the way, you know, oh, okay, to throw it out. That's fine.
Yeah.
I'm not going to eat it. But however, what if I do eat it? Ella, achila, the issue is eating it. You don't get malchus if you touch it. You make it tame, but you don't get malchus for that. When do you get malchus? If you eat it.
You're eating tame meat then.
What?
Not only are you tame, but you're eating tame meat.
It's the same avera.
Yeah.
It's the same avera. You're tame, and therefore you ate tame meat, right? You're not allowed to eat any kachim. So if you touch it, you made it. No, it doesn't make a difference. It doesn't make a difference. If you touch it, you made it tame. It's still a vera. No, it doesn't make any sense what you said. Right, does anybody want to go over this stuff again? We have 10 more minutes. Does anybody want to go over it again? Because I feel bad.
We can actually do karbanos, you know.
We can do karbanos. Or if anyone want to go over it again, we can go over it again.
It's a good idea.
You think it's a good idea? All right. No, if you want to go daven or something, it's fine. We can go over it again.
We'll go over it again.
Want to go over it again?
Then I'm gonna go.
So we can go over it outside. We'll go over it outside.
What?
We'll go over it again outside. The Gemara said.
She's going outside the building.
The Mishnah said that. There are certain items, certain averos, that you get kares for. That you get malchus for. The Mishnah listed 36 things you get malchus for. The Mishnah didn't list 36 things you get malchus for. Some of those 36, you also get kares for. You also get kares for. Some of them you get kares for. The Mishnah said you get malchus for them. What about kares? The Mishnah said some of them you get kares for also. You get malchus also. Which led the Gemara to say, but anything on the list, there was no Avera on the list that you got Misa B'dei Shemaya, Misa B'dei Adam for. Nothing on the list Misa B'dei Adam. Only Misa B'dei Shemaya. Which led the Gemara to say, Rebbe Akiva holds, yes, if this is something that you get Misa B'dei Adam for, you don't get Malchus. You can't get Malchus and Misa for the same Avera. Kares and Malchus, you can get for the same Avera. How could that be? How could you get two punishments for the same Avera? So we answered yesterday, first of all, this idea of only getting one Avera only applies if the two Avera, only getting one punishment only applies if the two punishments are on this world. Kares is not on this world, it's Hashem's business. That's one issue. Second of all, you only get Kares. Second of all, Rabbi Kiva said, maybe you'll do tshuva. And if you do tshuva, Hashem won't give you Kares. We cannot do that. Misa with the Adam, we have to give you Misa even if you did tshuva. But Hashem's not like that. Hashem can give you tshuva. Hashem can take away the kares. So it might not even be two averus anyway. It might not be two punishments anyway. Rabbi Shmuel held. No, you can even get misa and malchus at the same time. How could that be? So the Gemara said it's one misa. It's one avera. It's one huge punishment. Rabbi Yitzchak held. And how do you know all that? It's all in that psukim. Rabbi Yitzchak held, very simple, if you get malchus, there is no kares. If you get malchus, there is no kares. If there's kares, there is no malchus. It can't be both. Okay? Rabbi Yitzchak, obviously, cannot be the author of our Mishnah, because he wouldn't have so many on the list, because many on the list have both. So he can't be the author of our Mishnah. All today we did was say, what is makaris? What is Rabbi Yitzchak's makar for that? That you can't get misa and malchus, you can't get kares and malchus, only one. So we had all these sources. He had all these sources. In other words, right? He had all these sources. So the Gemara started off today. Right? Started off with Achoso. That Achoso teaches you that you only get kares and not malchus. Then we had a kash on that. What did they do? Then the whole Gemara was, he learned that from the word achoso. Right? Again, there was a catch-all kares. If anybody has relations with any of those people listed in Parshas Achimos Kedoshim, you get one catch-all kares. So why did they say kares separately by the sister? Ah, it's only kares, not malchus. Now what did they do with that word achoso? They learn a halacha with it. What did the Ritzel learn that halacha from? Another makar. What did they do with that makar? And it kept going on and on and on. Then we brought in that kal v'chomer. That was a hard kal v'chomer, right? It was all for the same idea, that to teach you that Rabbi Yitzchak holds, if there's kares, there's no malchus, and if there's malchus, there's no kares. That's really all it was. That's really all it was. When you break it all down, yeah.
So in the case is this guy who had relations with his mother, his aunts, both sides, and his sister.
Yeah.
He according to
right.
Yitzchak, he get.
So that was shogig. He would get three chattises. Why? Because it's three different averas. It's one body. That's exactly the chiddush.
But if it was made, he'd get three malchus.
No, he doesn't hold. You know, you can't get malchus. According to him, you don't get malchus. What if it had been made with the same person? So you can only get. We only be killed one time. Can only get one punishment. You only be killed once.
According to the author of the Mishnah.
Yeah.
He'd get malchus
how many times? Maybe three times.
Maybe three.
That's a separate question now. If you do one avera that requires two malchus, how many malchus do you get? That's a good question. I don't know. We're gonna get to that. Yes. Yeah, everyone agreed to that. No, not everyone agreed to that. So it was a machlokas. Some said no, only the case of five nidas, because it was five different people. Even though it was one hellum, one period of unawareness. You didn't know nida was usher. So, but it's five different people. But if it would be one person, they would only get one malchus. So there's a machlokas, whether it goes by the guf or goes by the avera. That was five people, one avera. It was three of it was one guf. So it's a machlokas, how you do it. Okay? And the second half of the daf was also not hard. It was just a lot of psukim back and forth. That said, if you go onto the Beis HaMikdash grounds, or if you eat kachin, that's tameh, you get malchus from both of those. And the question was, what's the source of that? So just psukim back and forth. Right? So if you do it slow and do each part, make the whole thing. That's a machlokas, of course. Shlakish and Rabbi Yochanan. That also, we always have to have a machlokas, right? That's all. Wasn't so crazy. What?
What's the end result here? Yeah.
The end result is, it's a machlokas, how you know that you get both, you get malchus, if you touch, if you eat kachin, or touch it perhaps, and go on to the basement when you're tummy. That's all. That's the end of the daf. All right, tomorrow I'll pick up more.
So the we didn't say
that's what we're up to.
That's starting tomorrow.
That's starting tomorrow. Stay tuned.
Stay tuned.
Okay, Mayor, how do you shut this?
What?
How do you shut this?
No, you just keep on going.
Every day you say the same joke. Good. You figure out how to close this thing.
That went to the camera. I don't know how you shut it.
I know.
The Ramban has an answer, but the Rashi,
it's Rashi.
I don't know how to say that.
Yeah.
Not the only time he says it.
I know.
Rashi says it a couple times.